Sybil.
I don't know how to act. I don't know what to say, but good morning. I don't know. I just don't know.
You can say thank you.
I don't know what to say.
You can say thank you. I promised I would get you to the World Series. You can say thank you. How about thank you, Tom?
Good morning, Tom.
It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. I just do what I do. I don't need thanks.
You don't? You don't? Okay.
J. Anthony Brown.
I think we will be in Birmingham this Friday. I don't know where we're going.
Yes, we will be.
Okay, good.
Yes,
Birmingham. Thank you.
Thursday night. And then Friday,
we do the show from there.
I will have T-shirts. Big ones. Big ones. Big ones.
You got to have big ones, don't you?
Was it Sherry? Was it Sherry who said, I made a mistake. I went to Birmingham, and then I didn't have any
3 to 6 XLs.
Yeah. Yeah, she had this in a hard way.
She had large and extra
small,
large.
No, she had small and medium.
She had need small. A lot of X's before that L. That's all I need to tell you right there, bro. A lot of X's before that L.
What a weekend.
Sybil Lou.
Man. You know,
all right.
The highest of highs and then a low yesterday.
And the lowest of lows.
Yeah. Yesterday being Sunday, but Saturday night, the Chicago Cubs did something that they haven't done in a mighty long time, and that is punch their ticket to go to the World Series. I have not been to the World Series since 1945.
All right.
What was that like every year? I mean, you guys got close, right?
No.
I mean, because you guys would get close.
There were years where,
and
in
that route, we're not going. It's not going to happen.
And more recently, you got closer and closer. But it was always the wait till next year. It was always wait till next year.
And yet the stands would be full of Cub fans.
And
they would die hard.
I'm telling you, Jay, I know everybody says, I'm such a fan. This is my team for life. But there are no fans like Cub fans.
You're one.
When you say die hard,
like they're not rooting. Like, okay, we would like to win, but we know we're not going to win.
And you don't want to jinx it, So, like, all season long, I never wore any Cub paraphernalia. I never wore a T-shirt. I never had a hat on. Saturday.
Because you didn't want to jinx it.
Because I didn't want to jinx it. Because I thought, I wore a Bears shirt earlier in the season, and look what their season has been like. So I was glad to kind of go along with this. But, Jay, I'm telling you, grown men crying. And like I said, I can't remember when I was this happy, except I thought back on it then, and it was November 4th, 2008, and that's when President Obama was elected.
Right.
But I never had this kind of excitement in such a long time. And it was just really cool. It was really
now bad. You're so happy you feel guilty being happy. Is that what you we're going, but I know we're not gonna win, let's not get too happy.
it's a hedging of the happiness, yes. You're right.
I know a couple Cub fans, and they are diehard.
I'm telling you, it was also one of those really happy and kind of not so happy moments, because I thought back to my childhood, and I wanted to call my parents, because my dad was the first one. He and I used to watch, because you remember back in the day, and there are generation now who don't know this, but the Cubs only played in the daylight because we didn't have lights in Wrigley Field.
Oh, that's right.
Years. And so my dad, as a fireman, he would work 24 hours and then he'd be off for 48 hours. And on those summer days, we would be there in front of the TV on Channel 9, WGN, watching the Cubs games. And so he explained to me the game. And so, and introduced me to, like Ernie Banks and all of those great guys. And my mom took me to my first Cubs game. And for years, after
and
we would
bought
go,
you some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Yeah. And we didn't care. We never got
about,
back.
The other thing I know about Cub fans play is when they were going to put lights in there.
Oh, my God.
They had a fit.
Yeah.
There was like riots. You don't
it was
like it.
What are you doing? You're taking
it
away.
It wasn't that long ago.
No.
It wasn't that long ago, man.
It wasn't that long ago. No. Like 15 years or 20. Yeah. It wasn't that
but
long ago.
I'm telling
ago.
You.
What the hell is wrong with you lighting up a baseball
How
field?
Dare you put
Who the
light?
Hell does that, man?
So that we can go to a night game. Why do you want to do that? Baseball has to be played in the daylight,
and
in the sunshine.
You weren't winning. I mean, you weren't even winning. No, you're still man. Mad, right? No. Oh, no. Congratulations, Sim. It's been a long road.
It was a great day. It was a Saturday night. Was really.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Thank God, I would.
I promise.
God.
I promise.
It's a higher powers.
I know. Oh, no.
I promise.
Let him have it.
And I deliver.
Oh, no. Let him have it.
And then the low yesterday was we found out about the loss of our good friend Herb the Cool Gent Kent, who was a legend in radio. And
the nicest man you ever wanted.
I'm telling you, Jay,
who would tell a joke that just didn't even have a punchline. There was nothing he would say, Jay. And you just like, am I supposed to
laugh
now?
You know,
but he thought it was funny.
Right. And so then you start laughing. You know, you almost want to say, insert laughed here, Jay. You know, it was.
He was the worst joke teller, man.
But here was a man who, over 70 years in radio.
Wow. On the air.
He made everybody
on his show.
Made
I mean,
the Guinness
of
Book
everybody.
Of World Records.
He should be.
Yeah. Yeah. For having the longest tenure in radio. And
Anthony Brown, the police are going to get you. I said, why are they going to get me, Herb? Because they're just going to get you.
You got it, player. You just channeled him.
Yeah,
that was great.
You know, the police are looking at. They're looking out for you right now. They're going to get you. Well, why are they going to get me? Because they're just going to get you. Okay, all right.
You may not know about Herb Kent
wherever you are.
Oh, but in Chicago,
In Chicago, oh my goodness.
He was a legend.
Herb Kent.
Yeah. He was 88 years old, worked Saturday morning. Worked his last show.
He did his show
was Saturday morning.
Oh, he did?
Yes. And when
he wasn't ill.
Not that a lot of people that I talk to
So
knew
what did
of.
He die from?
We don't know. And I'm sure that'll
just
come.
Just being 89.
Well, he's 88 years old,
he's 88.
Yeah.
And he'd have these, he had a battle of the, what was it called? Some of the battle of the bands? He did it all.
Herb did everything.
He did everything.
He had a stepping show in Chicago, a TV show in the
90s. Man, yeah.
You know, he had ongoing characters and our friend.
The characters.
Brad
the skits
Sanders,
that he did.
Brad Sanders wrote a wonderful piece, having grown up in Chicago, and talked about his love for Herb Kent and like so many of us, and expressing.
We got to dig up one of those old pieces.
Yeah.
Old skits that he did. Yeah, we got to dig up one.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just a one of a kind. And we'll never see the likes of the cool gent, Herb Kent, again.
Yeah. You're going to get you, Sim. I don't know why. And then
he would whistle through his teeth, and so he'd call me silly Sybil. And it was just like, hi, Herb. How you doing? Fine.
What was the name you called him, Sybil? You called him something.
The old dust rag.
He's
king of the dusties. And the coolest thing was I was doing Sundays on WGCI, and I opened for Herb Kent. You know, my shift was right before Herb Kent, and it was just the coolest thing. Then to sit there and watch him as he worked. Just amazing.
Amazing guy. Don't be missed in
Chicago. Oh, my gosh.
All over,
man. Just a... Truly, truly a wonderful man. The king of Bronzeville, you know, just the king of the dusties, the cool gent, anything you wanted, he was, all of that and more.
Man.
Yeah, and truly missed.
And worked Saturday morning.
Worked Saturday morning, Tom.
And died Sunday.
And died Saturday night.
I
want
to hear that show, see if you can find that show and listen to it. That'd be cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And a lot of people just having an opportunity to have their memories, like Damon, and like I said, and Jay, you know, people who didn't even know Herb, you know, growing up.
When you go to Chicago,
you go to Chicago.
Got to get on his show, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, coming up on the TJMS, We got Malik Yoba, and we've got B. Smith and her husband, Dan Gatsby. But coming up next, Chris Paul and the NFL wrap-up. Coming up on the TJMS.